Thursday night, I preached a communion foot washing. About the time I got finished with the communion service and preaching of the communion foot washing, I noticed another message, which as part of it had been with me for a long time. And I'll say this before we start. He set forth an example for us to be an example. Mm-hmm. Did you ever thought about that? Now, in the 13th chapter of St. John's Gospel, we're going to start the 12th verse. This is after the he had loved them to the end. And he had washed their feet. But even before now, the devil had put into Judas's heart to betray him. Mm-hmm. So they sin on every hand. Mm-hmm. And Peter has already said, "Lord, you'll never wash my feet." And he said, "Peter, if I wash you not, with me you have no part."
Right.
So we're going to pick up the scripture from the 12th verse. "And after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you. Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have give you an example, mm-hmm. that ye should do as I have done to you." Mm-hmm. Remember the reading of scriptures where he said, "Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you." Now he's talking about a love. He was talking about a loving each other. And he said, "I have set forth an example for you." Now he was the example, and he lived the example. He lived it out unto the end. He took it all the way to the cross. But he said, he said, "I'll give you an example that you should do unto others as I have done to you." Now we notice that Judas went out and hung himself. Did Peter, whenever left her, did he go a shotgun straight? No. Peter, we all make mistakes. We all come short in that of the glory of God. I want you to know today, right now, there's a difference in spiritually fear, a fear of the Heavenly Father, and the fleshly fear. And the fleshly fear will override the spiritually fear if we ain't careful. They said, "Fear God." Listen, why should I fear God if He loves me all of this love? The Lord, there's a coming today that He will not have no mercy on us.
Amen.
Yeah. Peter didn't live shotgun straight for a while. And we're going to snowish Peter there in the garden whenever they left this upper room and they went out into the garden there whenever Jesus knelt down and prayed to the Lord and the angel even come and strengthen him down the flesh. Peter, he would have went to battle with him. Peter would have went to the prison and went on to death with him. That was whenever he was close to Jesus. That was whenever he was walking side by side. He loved him. He would have died with him probably. Yeah. But in the scripture, you notice whenever the soldiers came and took a hold of Jesus, Peter, he drove his sword out. Yeah. He would have carried a weapon. For a long time, the Christian would have been criticized for carrying a weapon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Peter was carrying a weapon. They had two. I don't know who had the other. But whenever they laid the hands on Jesus, Peter cut the man's ear off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jesus put it back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said, put your sword up.
Yep.
And he healed him.
Yeah.
I saw them went on. They laid hold on Jesus and they went on. I then went on to the hall of fire, and I tell in a little bit later in the 18th chapter, down in about the 25th verse, and Simon Peter stood warning himself, therefore unto him, art not thou also one of his disciples? He denied. Mm-hmm. And said, I am not.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Mm-hmm. What a fix he was in. Notice the next verse. One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, said, did not I see thee in the garden with him? He would have died for Jesus. He was ready to stand up and give a great testimony. No doubt his people do today. As long as they're in church, they ain't no better people than them. But whenever they get out, facing the wiles of the world and the devil head on, the fleshly fear brings them down.
Yep.
But where heck did that man thought? He was a soldier. He was a servant of the high priest, and being a kinsman unto him, I said unto him, I did not I see you with him in the garden. As I thought this, whenever I'm out somewhere, I'm living it up, saying whatever I want to say, doing whatever I want to do, and somebody will look at me, I seen this man in the church.
Yeah.
I seen this man. What kind of testimony and what kind of an example is that? Listen, I don't know what this man thought. He knew one thing. He'd seen him in the garden with Jesus.
Amen.
And now he's cursing. He's denying that he'll ever know Jesus. He said, I know not the man. I don't even know what you're talking about. Are we the example that we ought to be? How about, what would you have thought of this man? This man Peter, I walked with Jesus, I 3 1/3 years, I followed him, I wherever he went, on the Mount of Transfiguration, he was there, I seen the host of heaven, I seen Moses, and Elias, I come down, I talking with him, what an experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, just a split second, when you're put to the test, when the devil comes a-calling, will we give in?
Come on.
This man was not shotgun straight.
Right.
But what happened? There was another example needed to be set. Now I believe, with all my heart, when he said it, he said it for good, and I believe he lived it.
Yeah.
I believe God is sorrow. Set in.
Yep.
When they begin to say, I've seen you, I know that you've been with him.
Right.
Whenever that old rooster crowed, I listened on the post somewhere, I don't know, and Jesus turned and looked at him. He remembered the words that he said. He said, Peter, before the rooster crowed, he'll deny that you had ever known me.
Yeah, amen.
What do you do? Well, I like this part. Mm-hmm. Listen, when we come short, when we come face to face with the devil, we may say something, or we may do something that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Godly sorrow is setting in. If you've been saved, I promise you, the Holy Ghost will condemn you for it. We are the example. He said he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, our shortcomings. He said, little children, go and sin not. But if you do and know the good, you have an advocate with the Father. Pray, ask him to forgive you. And he's faithful. The Father knows what we're going through. But what people does, they go wrong. I just as soon as they're out from among the church people, I've been to glen with the wilds of the world.
Yeah.
Peter did.
Mm-hmm.
He warmed in himself. Mm-hmm. Must have been a cold situation. Mm-hmm. What happened to him? Oh boy. An example. You read about Peter all the way from one end to the other. But catch little bits and pieces of what went on with Peter. We'll give you some kind of an idea of how we're supposed to live. Peter was not perfect. He was not shotgun straight until the Holy Ghost come down.
Right.
And begin to live inside and convict him of his sins. I want every sin. I want to tell you, if we have tasted of the heavenly gift, I have been made partakers of the good word to come. Brethren, we turn. There's no more sacrifice for willfully sinning. If you're just going to go out, do it because that you think the Lord's going to forgive me. You better take heed if you have tasted of the heavenly gift.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Listen, go to the Father. I'm fixing to come to a close.
Bless you,
but that's been on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be an example. What kind of pastor would I be if I were an example? I don't want to set forth an example. I want to be the example.
Yeah.
And if we're not the example, something's gone wrong somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, listen. Did not I see you in the garden with him? What are you doing, man?
Yep.
This is a lost man.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him. I guess he forgot about Peter cutting his ear off. I don't know. He didn't say. Mm-hmm. He didn't have no problem with it, seemed like. Maybe he didn't even know that Peter's one cut his ear off. Because immediately, Jesus put it back.
Yeah.
There's no pain. No more sorrow. He didn't even know probably it's gone. I don't know. Listen. I like this. We're going to find Peter again in Acts. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus.
Yeah.
They was an example. Peter had a lot of problems getting started. Me and you have a lot of problems getting started. We need to anchor down our salvation. Well, we make mistakes. You make mistakes. Ain't no sense in you saying you don't. We all do.
Yeah.
We all come short.
Yeah.
Boy, it's just good. When we kneel down somewhere and say, Lord, forgive me. And you mean it in your heart.
Right.
That's all it takes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it takes. And then, when they seen the boldness, how they was living out yonder like the daily old, with Jesus, there was a difference. Listen, Whenever Peter, he repented and set forth the example of repentance and went out and preaching repentance, remission of sin, and baptism, I believe he was example.
Amen.
Yeah. He still had to repent every once in a while. I believe that one more time. Just like me, you did. But made a great apostle. But listen, we had a man here from Indiana sat with us through a service. If he was to see us next week, he told me, he said, man, he said, I felt the power here. He said, I love these people because I believe they're true Christians of God. What if he sees us next week? Can he say, I perceive that these people have been with Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
That's what I like for people to look at me. And this man, yeah, oh, he's like everybody else, he's sinned. But I believe he's been with Jesus. Listen, I like that tripper. And as I wanted to go on and preach for about 2 hours the other night. But I wasn't called to do that. I was called to set forth a communion and foot washing. And we did. But boy, I like this scripture. I just kept on running and reading them. This servant. I didn't ever know that he talked to Peter till other night. I didn't know. I asked him three rounds. You know what this man said to Peter? No, I didn't know he talked to him. The more he did, he said, did not I see you with him in the garden?
Yeah.
Don't you know that broke Peter's heart?
Yeah.
And then the old rooster crowed.
Yeah.
Now we need to strive. Jesus says strive to be perfect.
Yeah.
If you know to do good and do it not, you is sin. We come short. But just because he said he would forgive us, didn't give us a license just to go out and commit every ungodly thing that's going. We need to try to live an example life before a lost and dying world. Now, Peter had a great turnabout. You see, being in the flesh, we're in the flesh, but the Spirit of the Lord's in us. So that puts us in between and betwixt. Listen, Jesus said, the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We're in the flesh, and we're weak. We're weak. Don't you never think that you're going to outdo the devil. You can't do it in your flesh. But through the Lord helping you, you can be overcomers and you can be bold like Peter and John.
Right.
In what you believe. If you've changed like turning the light off and on, something wrong somewhere.
Yeah.
When you leave home, get here, as I told Randy one time, kick the cat across the room in madness. Something wrong somewhere. Oh, I get mad sometimes. Mary can say amen to that.
Amen.
I get upset. Have I ever hit her? No. She can't say amen to that. Why come short? I do. I'm in the flesh. But I strive in my kingdom one day after one. She comes short just like I do. Listen to me. This is very, very important that you get into the heart. Peter loved Jesus.
Yes,
no doubt about it.
Yes, he did.
And he'd have died for him.
Yeah.
But he was caught in a situation that had already been set forth for him. Jesus said, Peter, Satan has desired to have you that he might sift your wheat. But I have prayed for you. One day, what ain't nothing no stronger than the prayer that Jesus would send up.
Right. Amen.
And he said, I prayed for you that your face fell not.
I don't believe Peter's faith ever wavered. No, not in the least. But the fear in the flesh worked his mouth.
Yeah.
But his heart, I believe, was broken.
Yeah.
I do. I don't know what you got out of this. But you think about it. Peter was not shotgun strength. And neither are you or me. The Lord is faithful and just to forgive us when we come short.
Yeah.
But only when we make a mistake, not nothing willfully. So you had a few scattering remarks. And I would have much rather seen one of these boys when they preached that. Anybody can do better than me. Because I just fumble around and jump from here to yonder. Well, I like it whenever the Holy Ghost begins to draw things out and show them to me. And it hit hard. Yep. Hit my heart. And I know. Listen, Judas sold him for 30 pieces of silver. You know what went wrong there? He repented, but he repented within himself.
Right? Yep.
That don't work.
That's right.
If you don't repent under godly sorrow, you're talking in the wind.
Yep.
That's Bible. But them that endures unto the end shall be what?
Saved.
We must endure in repentance. And putting everything we got into the church and into the work of the Lord. I like when people see me, they see a man that's been with Jesus. Don't it make you happy?
Amen.
Just make it work. Or running downtown, out on the street corner. Maybe hear somebody say, I know that lady, or I know that man. You know, and you can just see Jesus all over. That's worth going to church for, a brother.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to ask her to come back and sing. I'd like for us to sing. You know if you will from me. Just do whatever you want to. You know that. I don't know that. You know that. But I know when I do it. In Jesus' faith. He loves you. He loved them under the end. And he loved me and you under the end. He's sitting on the throne making intercession for me. If you have a need, come. Get it fixed up. So whenever you hit the street, when you hit the
street, I face Satan.
You'll be able to stand with Jesus.
And I'll battle.